Welcome, everybody. Share number 1618. We're learning today, Lele Nishmas Moishe Daiv Ben Rabaron Zisel. Lele Nishmas Blima Basra Moishe Lele Refuah Shlemi Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we spoke about in the past in reference to food. We said that food is not muksa in general, even expensive food, even if somebody put away for a simcha. The only thing I do want to mention, there are certain times whereby somebody has, for example, like a cake. They have a bar mitzvah, let's say they're making a bar mitzvah on Sunday, right? I just give an example. And on the cake is already, they have that special cake, as we say. It has the tefillin on it and the name and everything is written up. To such an extent that the bechlal, I mean, nobody's touching it at all. For example, if you have, let's say, cookies put away for the bar mitzvah, good. So these cookies are put away for the bar mitzvah. But somebody, whatever, they'll take a cookie. It's not, it's still food, it's food, right? The person might take a cookie on Shabbos or whatever, the covered Shabbos. But when this type of a cake, when you have this type of a design and it's mamish, it's set aside, it could be, it's still food per se, but it's not, might not go with the halachas of food whereby it might be muksa machmas chasar and kiss. So we're still trying to work on that and find out. I hope to have an answer, Bezrus Hashem, but I do want to mention, a different thing that's very interesting in reference to this year Pesach coming up, and whereby we have Shabbos. Shabbos is Erev Pesach, right? So Shabbos is Erev Pesach. So now Shabbos is Erev Pesach, so we all know we don't eat matzah, right? The regular matzah we don't eat on Erev Pesach, even though it's Shabbos. So now the question is, what about the mitzvahs matzah, those matzahs that I'm going to use for the Seder? Right, so it's interesting. There's an Eshel Avram. Somebody brought it to my attention that the Eshel Avram actually says in that simin of Tof Mem Dalet that talks about Din Erev Pesach Shechal Liyos B'Shabbes. Right, the first Eshel Avram he brings down over there. Just to read the lashon. Oh, so he says like this that the mitzvahs matzah is also l'taltal b'Shabbes. On Shabbos, it's going to be those mitzvahs matzah is going to be also to move. Why? Because there's also ba'achila medrabanan. Because medrabanan, one is not allowed to eat those matzahs, right? As we understand the whole thing, that's why we eat early, this and that, whatever the case is. Well, we eat early for a different reason, but some people eat egg matzah, okay. But be it as may, we're not getting into the halachas of Pesach right now, but he brings down, it's interesting that the mitzvah matzah, that the regular matzahs that a person is going to be using, is also l'taltal b'Shabbos, because of the fact he says, also b'achila medrabanan. Erev Pesach, it's also on Erev Pesach to eat. It's therefore have a muksa. Right, so that's an interesting thing what he says over there. But he does say interesting. Have a muksa. He says a shar matzah, other matzahs. He says yachalit and la'ifas. You could give to the birds or whatever. Let's say a person has different matzah. So the matzahs you're going to use for mitzvahs matzah for the seder and so on. So that's muksa. But other type of matzahs, whatever the case is, he says to somebody yachalit and la'ifas la'akum. I don't know which type of birds he's talking about on Shabbos, because Shabbos, you're not supposed to be feeding the birds. But let's say somebody, I guess, has their own bird, or they give it to a guy, or whatever the case might be. Masha in Kain Zoo. But these matzahs, a person does not want to, is very careful that it shouldn't be touched. So, l'chayr will be muksam machmas chasar in kiss also. That's the only point I just want to make, that in reference to birds, one has to be careful not to feed birds on Shabbos, again, unless it's their own bird. Okay, but be it as may, we'll put that part aside. Now, we're not getting into the feeding aspect of animals, but be it as it may, he does say that Lamaisa this Eshel Avram does say that these matzahs would be muksa and l'chayri muksa machmas chasar and kiss. Now the only question is to apply this like to the cake that we just spoke about, whereby it's still in question in reference to with a fancy the tefillin on the top or whatever this and that. We're not talking about kosev and moichek where one is cutting into the tefillin and one is cutting into the wording. That's not the issue. They'll cut, let's say they'll cut on the side of the cake, right, where there's no issues of Shabbos at all. So how would that work? But that's the question. But over here he says, a little bit different. He says, because it's Aser Midrabanan. Lamai said that the Iser Bachila Midrabanan, the Aser Bachila Midrabanan, it's Aser to eat these matzahs on that day of Erev Pesach. So that's why he says it's muksa. So the question is it because of the Isser per se? Like, for example, again, we're not talking about Lamaisa now. Hopefully we'll have the answer. Bezras Hashem, we'll get to Lamaisa. But do we say, like, for example, fruits that fell from a tree? Good. Fruits that fell from a tree are asa. That's midrabanan. It's asa. It's muksa because they fell on Shabbos from the tree. So now they're asa midrabanan. They're muksa. So they're muksa because they're asa. You can't eat it on Shabbos. Okay. Over here also, it's asa to eat, so it's muksa. Okay, very nice. So, but that's because of the Isser Midrabanan. But maybe we'll say if there's no Isser Midrabanan, maybe. So by this cake that has the writing on it, there's no Isser Midrabanan. If I cut in the side, I'm not cutting into the words, writing. There's no Isser Midrabanan per se for me to eat the parts of the cake that I'm allowed to cut into, putting aside the kaisev moichek, the writing and erasing part on the cake itself as far as the halachas of Shabbos go. So there's no real Isser per se, so maybe we'll say it's not a problem. Okay, so that's still, again, like we said, it's a question, but we see one thing interesting that we want to bring up. People should be aware for sure this Shabbos, not this coming Shabbos, but I'm saying this year, Erev Pesach Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, which is Taka this year, the regular mitzvahs matzah Taka would be muksa. So if it's somebody wants to move them, you have to be careful not to move them. Or if somebody does with their elbows or whatever the case might be, because of chayre, it's muksa machnas chasarin kiss, whereby you can't just move them if they're in the place whereby you have to eat or something like that. It wouldn't be klisha malach delis, it would be muksa machnas chasarin kiss, whereby if you have to move them, you have to move them tilta b'gufay with your elbows and so on. Thank you for listening. It's Lachem Bracha, Kol Tov.